This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I hope that today's message will bless you in a way that nothing else will. And you say, well, that's pretty egotistical of you to say that. I don't mean it egotistically. Why shouldn't I say that I hope that a message from the Word of God would bless you like nothing else? Makes sense to me. Makes perfect sense to me that if we're going to communicate from what we call the Word of God, it makes sense that I can say, not in arrogance, but total humility, Lord, I hope you bless people today with this message. I want to talk about that phrase, first of all, about dying with Christ, because I think it's a misunderstood phrase. If we died with Christ, we will also live with him, verse 11. Many Bible scholars think automatically that it's a reference to baptism, and I think it could very well be, for the simple fact that Paul in Romans 6, talking about baptism, being buried with Christ in the likeness of his death and raised in the likeness of his resurrection, in verse 8 says this, if we died with Christ, we will also live with him. Paul makes the direct reference to baptism. But Paul also said this in 2 Corinthians 4:10, we always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Christ may be revealed in our body. Listen carefully. This is, to me, it's very heavy. You can't separate your spiritual life from the death of Christ. Everything hinges on the cross. You do know that. You can't say, well, I'm not into the cross of Christ. I'm not into that kind of theology. You better be. You know why? Because Christ died for your sins and he died for mine. Makes a difference to him. And so we carry around in our body, Paul said, the death of Christ so that we can carry with him his life. And let me give you an illustration that will help you. Don't raise your hand, but everybody knows somebody in your family or extended family who died with bitterness. Everybody knows somebody who died with anger. Everybody knows someone who died with hostility, somebody who died with resentment. And it came out in various and sundry ways. One of the most frightening conversations I ever had with somebody, and I really mean this, years ago, a man said, Randy, when my dad died, telling me about the death of his father, he said, right before my dad died, he cursed everybody. He cursed everybody with the foulest language you can think of all the things they did to him and how they cheated him and how they, you know, did this to him and did that. And then he died. Can you imagine what that's done to his memory of his dad? That every time he thinks of his dad, don't you think it would be pretty normal for him to remember that moment? I'd sure remember it. What are you going to die with? Resentment? You know, resentment, I mentioned it not too long ago, is when you feel there was something coming to you that you didn't get, that didn't come to you, and you resent it. And resentment doesn't start out as sin, but it usually ends up as sin. Because resentment has a way of turning into bitterness. And bitterness is the cancer of the soul. And bitterness does, this always shocks people when I say this, but it's true. Bitterness does to your spirit and soul what sexual immorality does to your body. It does. It really does. That's what the Bible says. It contaminates body and soul. And so you decide to die with Christ. Makes all the difference in the world. I'm going to die with Jesus, not with my hatred. Not with my resentment. Why do I think Paul was referring to dying? Because he was going to die. This is his last word. That's why we're calling the series Last Words, Paul's final letter in his prison cell. He knows he's going to be executed within a matter of days or weeks, and he was under the ruling of Nero, emperor of Rome at the time. If we died with him, we will also live with him.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.